Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring on regular business owners just like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 seconds, meaning you can close more deals without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Galen Hare, and Galen is an aggressive litigator, and he is relentless, and he's licensed in multiple states and boasts clients from around the world with large wins both at home and across the country and an impressive record of favorable results. Mr. Hare gained a reputation for getting the job done both inside and outside the courtroom early on in his career. Galen, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Oh man, it's doing a lot of different things. And I think that's one of the interesting things about like AI and people's perception of it, which is when AI first started coming out, lawyers said, this will not change what we do because what we do is so special. And I do think that's true. Like, I do think that lawyers are special. We all think we're special. And I do think that stuff's important. But it is changing. So like what I do, which is like first party insurance work, I sue insurance companies on behalf of like homeowners and property owners. We're using AI in like some fascinating ways, whether that's analyzing like historical photos and photos that our inspectors took to see if the damage might have been pre-existing or if we do believe it was caused by that storm. That's one of the ways we're using AI right now that has saved us hundreds of hours of time and saved us a ton of money by not pursuing cases that aren't valid, right? Mm. And, you know, but that doesn't mean like we've got a robot being a lawyer. It just means we're saving ourselves hundreds of hours of staring at photos until our eyes go blurry, right? And then, you know, we're working with you guys now on intake, and that's been amazing because we don't have to have someone sitting up all night, you know, just waiting for a chat box to go off. So, you know, it's... I think it's pretty foundational. And if you're not embracing like the aspects of your business that AI can help, I think you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. But with that said, you can still like maintain your own uniqueness, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So there's two things to unpack there. First of all, using AI to perform the same job you would have done anyway, but now it takes seconds instead of hours. It saves you time. And as an attorney, since you guys are so special, as you put it, you know, you charge a lot of money. Your time is worth a lot of money. And if you can get AI to do this job in 1 minute versus you sitting there for 5 hours of billable time, then that saves, first of all, it saves you, especially if you work on contingency. And if you work on an hourly rate, it saves your client a lot of unnecessary expense now. And so it's not like you're making less money. You're just working more efficiently.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, efficiency is, I think, in my mind, at least for lawyers, the biggest benefit of AI. Accuracy is part of it, but obviously some AI developers have less accuracy than others. So you have to be super careful with that. As we sit here today, I don't know that we'll be having that conversation in 10 years. I think, you know, the accuracy element will probably level off, but right now accuracy, you got to be super careful, but efficiency is the key. And I think it's the key for a lot of business owners, not just lawyers. Like if you can find a way to take a task that you were doing yourself or other people that you were paying to do were having to do, and you can shorten that time enough where whatever you're paying for the AI is like minuscule compared to the like actual cost, not just financially, but also like in terms of even like you can hire an employee, but then you got to oversee that employee. You got to onboard that employee. It's not just benefits and hard dollars. It's also the time. Like that employee calls in sick. Not only does that now put you behind, but you also have to deal with getting that phone call where that employee was sick, right? So like you have to figure all that in, but if that cost is really minuscule compared, like the AI cost, it's a no-brainer. Like you adopt the efficiency every time.
And probably there's a lot of people that maybe don't know this, but I've had the good fortune or misfortune, depending on your perspective, of working with a lot of lawyers. And one thing that I hear a lot, especially from the attorneys themselves and from people who work with attorneys, is a lot of attorneys are not very happy. It's a difficult job. You went to a bunch of school, you spent a bunch of money and hoping that you would get this status. And what you really got is a glorified kind of paper pushing 80% of the time. And that's where a lot of guys just want to stop. Like most of the lawyers I've ever met, they just want to stop being lawyers because they're a secretary with massive liability risk.
And
that's like, I mean, you tell me if I'm off on that, but it seems like that's a huge stressor on your entire profession. Just literally all the administrative work you have to do.
Yeah, and the administrative work is overwhelming. And I'll say this too, like I think one of the unique things about my profession, especially if you litigate, is you live in a world where someone else's professional job is to either make you mess up or wait until you mess up and take advantage of it, right? I've had a lot of jobs before being a lawyer. I've never had a job where that was the game, you know? So I think that adds to the stress and it increases the likelihood of making mistakes, especially when you're overwhelmed with administrative tasks that aren't necessarily moving the ball forward. Which is why I guess I underscore like the accuracy of AI is important. Like you have to work with an AI engine or bot or whatever, or, you know, even the developer themselves that you're confident is going to deliver a higher level of accuracy. But once you can get over that accuracy issue, efficiency, I mean, look, saving myself 2 hours off of my day, how much less likely am I now to make a mistake? Because that's 2 more hours to focus. Yes, it's also 2 more hours with my family. It's 2 more hours to take care of myself. It's 2 more hours to eat right, right? But it's also 2 hours less of my brain being drained by something that it doesn't need to be.
Reduced mental load allows you to be more effective in the time that you are engaged. And that's really everything. Like going away from AI here, like how our body works. We believe that we're all master multitaskers, but all of the science proves that multitasking is not actually possible. And in fact, it can lead to brain damage. There's one study that says this, but the reason I'm bringing this up is when you're performing one task, let's say I'm preparing for a case, and then suddenly you have to take a call for a potential client. You can't do both of those at the same time. What you can do though, is the way it was explained to me is you shut off all of these levers for case prep tests, and then you have to turn on all these levers for client triage. And every time you go back in between, you have to shut these down, turn these on, shut these down, turn these on. And what happens is you waste a lot of mental energy going from one to the other, and you only have so much. There's only so much fuel in the tank. And then eventually your brain just shuts down, and that's where you start making mistakes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, that's what happens though. And people don't realize that. They think they can multitask. And often you don't discover the mistake when you make it, you discover it later when someone else figures it out, right? So then it's too late. I mean, so you're not even auditing yourself, which by the way, is like another thing we're using AI for, is like auditing ourselves, right? Again, is the accuracy going to be 100%? Absolutely not. But you know, we actually worked with the developer to generate an AI bot that allegedly it's supposed to be me, right? So it's like, it's read a lot of the legal work I've done. It has analyzed a lot of the legal work I do. And one of my roles at my firm is to work with the younger lawyers to make sure that I think they're on track, right? So this bot is really nice because before I'm going to sit down and meet with them about something, it can audit their work and say, hey, check out this, this, and this. Like Josh is doing this thing that you probably wouldn't agree with, right? Is it going to be 100% accurate? No. But it gives me a great starting place, right? that I now know, like, I'm going to look for these trends, which saves me literally hours, like hours and hours of combing through files. Will I eventually decide maybe I need to comb through those files myself because there's a lot there? Of course. But just even having the right place to look saves me so much time.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So when we're using AI, and I've always been an advocate of the fact that AI is not here to replace humans. It's here to augment them. And it's not here to give you the answers. It's here to help you figure out where to look for the answers. And that's this example here, like, all right, I got a potential client that I could work with. Let's do a quick synopsis based on me, like train the AI to think like me, to look for these, let's say, five things. And then I'm going to pull out and I'm going to do a summary. Well, I think, based on your core values and their core values, there might be some misalignments over here on option three. And now you know, all right, thanks, robot. And now I know what line of questioning to start with to see if I should just immediately disqualify this person or if we can overcome it and figure out how to work together.
Exactly. I mean, I could not agree more. And, I think the
I mean,
only people.
you said it, so I was just
Yeah.
feeding it back
No, I mean, you said it
to
right. You said it. Well, you said it great then. No, I
you.
mean, I couldn't agree more though. I think that's where people get kind of off in my mind, like with business owners that are really AI resistant, is I think that they're just looking at it the wrong way. They either think it's going to take over what all people do, and therefore that kind of like minimizes like their ability to be unique, which I just don't agree with, but I get the fear. Like, what have we been told since we were kids in like our age range? Like one day we're all going to be replaced by robots, right? So I get that. And then on the flip side, there's the subset of like people that just want AI to do it all for them. So they have trouble finding that in between balance. Like we were talking last night about a bot for a personal injury firm that like analyzes the independent medical exams, which are if you're injured and you end up filing a lawsuit, the insurance company might hire its own doctor to look you over to kind of say, no, he's not really injured, or he was previously injured by something else and it's not from the accident. This happens all the time, right? So like what would be the value of a bot to read through those medical records, applying like best practice, like medical standards, to see if he did the right tests to reach the conclusions he reached, or if there were better tests available, or if that data was missing. So those, like the what's the value in a bot? And like this lawyer says, okay, so great. So it'll basically just like write me a brief explaining why this person did a bad job. And I was like, no, what we're talking about would basically give you pointers. It would say, hey, under this specific like medical society's protocol, there are five tests for this type of injury. And it looks like he only did one of these tests. And then from there, you as the lawyer would go look up that protocol, make sure it says what they said it says. And now you know that there's four tests missing. And when you're taking his deposition, you would kind of go through and be like, you didn't do this test, you didn't do that test, you didn't. And he's like, oh no, I think that'd be a waste of my time. I was like, really? Because you have all those medical protocols memorized and you know exactly where to find them. He's like, well, no. I said, then like your problem then is that it's not doing everything for you. But there's still massive value there.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And augmenting your ability, just going back to that idea that you presented earlier about the mental load. Mental load is the thing that causes errors. Mental load is the thing that causes burnout. Mental load is the thing that can cause you to just completely walk away from it and never want to touch it again. And so if we can use AI just to reduce that mental load, everybody's busy. Everybody's got a thousand things going on, and they're being pulled in ever more directions every single day. One less thing that we can think about, when that we have to think about, will make our lives that much more manageable so that we can focus on that higher level stuff. And so Galen, tell us a little bit more about what you do, who's a good fit to connect with you, and where can we learn more?
Yeah, so all we do for a living, like the entire thing we do, is we help property owners that have suffered some kind of disaster, like fire, hurricane, flood, whatever, that haven't been paid fairly by their insurance company, or they kind of have concerns that might not happen. And we walk them through the process from cradle to grave. We get the right people out there to look over their property to figure out what it's going to cost. We work with the insurance company and try to get them to do the right thing. And if they still need more convincing, we file suits and take cases all the way to trial. So a good fit for us really is anyone that's having an insurance issue or anyone that happens to run across that. We love working with all our contractors and our public adjusters and, you know, our different subs and our roofing companies. We have great relationships with all of them because we're able to add value to what they do.
That's awesome. Where can we go to connect with you and learn more and engage?
Sure thing. www.insuranceclaimhq.com is our website. You can hit us up on our socials 24/7, and hopefully soon, you know, if you want to hit us up at 3 a.m., Anna Botts will answer for us. But
yeah.
Until then, you will be able to get a real person.
Very good. They're very good. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Galen Hare, for joining us for a very insightful conversation about how AI is being used and should be used in the law profession and the legal field. You can learn more about what he does and engage with him directly by going to insuranceclaimhq.com. And if you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially if you're in that 90% of us who are really curious but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you do want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, you can get yourself an Anabot as well. Learn more at anabots.ai. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. And if you like this episode, tell your friends.